You greasy beast.
Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
He did not like that. Well, a lot of things. He did not like that at all.
The Splash. Brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Cardinals were back on the practice field Thursday, and that included defensive end J.J. Watt, who participated for the first time since suffering that shoulder injury in October and undergoing surgery in early November. According to his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, Watt was very limited. His availability for Monday night's playoff matchup against the Los Angeles Rams remains a mystery at this point. Maybe more clarification today. Maybe not.
I think this is the Cardinals now dialing it back to create mystery. Oh. Let's keep them guessing.
There, I started watching Sean McVay's weekly press conference, not after the game that they played on Sunday, but the Monday press conference.
Mm.
First question was, Sean, can you just go over some of the injuries that may pop up on the injury report? He went through all of them in great detail.
Did he
just
really?
Threw it out there. Yeah. You know, different philosophies for different coaches, for different organizations. Cardinals did get good news right from the source concerning one player. Chase Edmonds was termed a game-time decision by Kingsbury, but Edmonds answered questions from the media differently, saying, quote, feeling good to go, so I'll be out there Monday night. Number two will be suited up. Edmonds is dealing with injuries to his ribs and toe suffered earlier this season against Dallas. His fellow running back, James Conner, who was injured in the Seattle game after coming back from another injury, did not practice on Thursday. He was also in that game-time decision category, according to Kingsbury. Among the Cardinals players who did not practice, defensive lineman Zach Allen, cornerback Antonio Hamilton. First time I've ever seen this on an injury report. Antonio Hamilton did not play. The reason, in parentheses, tooth.
Oh, really?
I hadn't seen that one before. Running back Jonathan Ward, he sat out as well. Kelvin Beachum, Zach Ertz, Rodney Hudson had rest days. For the Rams, linebacker Leonard Floyd and safety Taylor Rapp not practicing, but quarterback Matthew Stafford was a full participant despite a toe injury. He declared himself ready for Monday night's game.
You got to think about that. If you're a football player, can you imagine raising your hand at practice? Hey, coach, I need to go sit over there. My tooth hurts. My molar doesn't feel so good.
I need to go to the nurse.
Can you imagine the people rolling their eyes at that?
Oh, my bicuspid!
Right, it hurts. Oh, my incisor, it's broken!
A throwaway line from the movie Clueless just popped into my head. Can I go to the nurse? My foot hurts.
That's funny.
Another head coaching opening becomes available yesterday as the Houston Texans. They thought about it, and they fired David Culley after just one season. Culley and the Texans went 4-13. We actually did have a lot of discussions about the Houston Texans heading into the season, mostly because of David Culley's role in trying to spin all these plates that they had going on with the Deshaun Watson scenario. If you would have told me back in September, Bick, that David Culley would somehow find a way for that team to win four games, I would have said he's getting coach of the year votes.
Yeah, and so what does this mean? Does this mean that this combination of Jack Easterby and Nick Cesario want to go back and hire somebody else from New England? Are they going to hire Brian Flores now that he's become available? A lot of people think that's what it is, because Brian Flores is a New England guy.
Yes, but if Brian Flores couldn't get along with people in Miami stopped talking to his staff around Thanksgiving, how do you get along with guys like Jack Easterby?
Think about it. See, explain that story about Brian Flores.
Well, he got fired despite the Dolphins being right on the cusp of the playoffs. Weird season, but they had a 7-game winning streak. They won 8 of 9. He gets fired. And it was pretty clear that it wasn't for football reasons, because the team did get better as the season went on.
People thought it was about Tua.
Yeah. Apparently, he just cut off communication with his own staff.
Now, think about that.
For the last month.
How could you operate as a football team and still win games with that kind of dysfunction?
I don't know. It's hard to function without communication on a daily basis.
Man.
Maybe not.
Or maybe that's like some next-level Jedi mind tricks.
Maybe. The Phoenix Suns continued their road trip tonight in Indianapolis against the Pacers. Suns come in at 31-9, league's best record. Indiana 15-27, 13th in the Eastern Conference. They've lost two straight, 8 of their last 9. Tonight's game tips off at 5 o'clock, pregame coverage at 4:30. on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. Last night in the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies stayed red hot. They have one less win than the Suns. They got their 30th win last night, their 11th in a row. They beat Minnesota 116-108. One night after a statement win over Chicago, the Brooklyn Nets got trounced at home by Oklahoma City, 130-109. Since they were at home, no Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant also didn't play. And speaking of statement wins, the Milwaukee Bucks annihilated the Golden State Warriors 118-99 in a game that wasn't even that close. The Bucks led by as many as 39 points. Giannis had a triple-double, 30, 12, and 11 in just under 30 minutes of playing time. Major League Baseball and the Players Association, they finally said, you know what, it's been 43 days. Let's get together and talk about things.
Yeah.
Nothing accomplished. Not surprisingly, no agreement in the lockout. Jeff Passan of ESPN reported the likelihood of spring training being postponed is increased.
Yeah.
Slow clap for Major League Baseball.
For ruining, it's not their fault. Well, pandemic ruined the Cactus League before. This would most assuredly be their fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Coyotes in action tonight in Denver against the Colorado Avalanche. Face-off 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30 here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Yotes also learned yesterday that winger Clayton Keller will represent the team at the 2022 NHL All-Star Game in Vegas. Keller leads the team with 12 goals this season. Second All-Star appearance. The first came back in 2019. Sixth-ranked Arizona cruised in college hoops last night, beating Colorado 76-55 at McHale Center. Wildcats now 13-1, 3-0 in the Pac-12. Did the two Wildcats on the show, did you guys stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning to watch that game?
No, sir.
I made it till 4 minutes left in the first half.
Wow.
And you dozed off or you made the conscious decision?
I was too tired. I couldn't.
Yeah.
It started like 20 minutes late in addition to being
that's
9
ridiculous.
O'clock start. It started
that
at 9:20.
Ridiculous.
9:20 p.m. tip.
Oof.
Okay.
GCU pounded Abilene Christian 95-68 in Phoenix. They keep on winning. And Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa for a second time.
I was reading up on that yesterday. What a political hot potato that became in Australia.
Oof.
Oh, man.
I don't think anybody in Australia likes Novak Djokovic one bit.
No, but they were worried at one point, okay, are we going to lose this tournament? There was a lot of stuff going on. I think they finally said, you know what, we just can't cater to this dude.
Yep.